I think it would be obvious to know that the scriptures truly highlight a certain kind of experience that we sometimes have as human beings, even as a child, and sometimes even as an adult, and it's the experience of fear. At the beginning of the gospel, Jesus says, "Fear no one," and it talks about fear in different ways. And even the first reading today from Jeremiah, the prophet, describes part of his experience of fear. So we can think about the different experiences of fear. Sometimes people have the fear of spiders or bugs, the fear of incredible heights or of flying, the fear of water, especially something that is deep, maybe even that of darkness, maybe even of snakes or certain reptiles. Sometimes people might even have the fear of failure. And then as we even look at our mortality, sometimes we can have the fear of death and other things. And yet the scriptures also not only acknowledge fear, but remind us about turning away from fear and turning towards the power and the goodness of God. Huh? So the first reading today, like I said, Jeremiah speaks, and so he's caught in this web of struggle and doubt as he was a prophet, obviously proclaiming and reminding people of the covenant of God, and maybe at times when people turned away from God and embraced infidelity. And so always the prophet's task was to kind of remind people, come back to the right path. And sometimes there is resistance, there's threats. And so Jeremiah was caught up in that experience, in the struggle or in the web of doubt. And he shares that in the first reading. But there's a certain line in the middle of the reading that also accents that he comes to a certain awareness saying, fear is there, but something better is there as well, and that's God. And so there's that line, but the Lord is with us, or with me, like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble, they will not triumph. So he comes to a certain awareness that if we sometimes can acknowledge the fear and not allow it to overcome us because we turn to God for his strength or wisdom or guidance and trust, that ultimately fear can be evaporated per se, or at least become something less. We can look at our world and to say that we know that there are different kind of fears arise as well. In the gospel, though, Matthew, Jesus then really speaks to the front line, his apostles, mindful that last week he really sent them out on a mission, but he also knew that they might encounter this struggle or maybe resistance of people as they proclaim the gospel. And so he spoke about not only recognizing fear, but really inviting them, as he does us, for the necessity for faith. If we ultimately look at it, part of the trouble or struggle with fear is also an underlying struggle with control. Because it's like, who's really in control of our lives? Is it God or other things? And sometimes we can't control things, but we can control our mindset and sometimes gain a different perspective when we say, yes, the fear is there, but it's not going to take my life. And so the gospel tries to help us think about that in the ways that God knows us and cares about us. You know, he gives illustrations of, you know, saying, are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? He knows everything that falls to the ground. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. Now, for me, that's not many, but to think of some of you who have incredible hair, to say that God knows it all. But in the midst of that, as we encounter fear, you know that there still is a realization that there's tension. And sometimes we need to kind of regain a positive perspective. Jesus really discussed three sources of fear for the Christian. So one is the worry about self-revelation, fear of persecution, which is kind of what Jeremiah encountered, and then also maybe anxiety over or fears over personal needs. And they're valid. But yet Jesus reminds us too that fear shouldn't outweigh or overwhelm us to the point that they debilitate us and make us something less. Because God is the God of abundance who wants us to share in the gift of life and his goodness, and then to allow his grace to work through us that we might also be messengers of the good news and of God's kingdom. You know, sometimes the analogy of Jesus when he talks about the size of the birds or different small things, it's really meant to emphasize God's providence, that really God has a hand, God has an awareness of the things that happen in our lives. Everything in the world really depends upon God's will, and thus we have to surrender to that. One of the other psalms that I find sometimes reassuring is from Psalm 46. And I'll see if I can try to sing the refrain, because I think it's very powerful. It's something like this. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. For me, that psalm refrain really accents this surrender to God that we sometimes need in those moments of fear, but to again know of who God really is. And to know of not only his care and compassion, but his desire to help us sometimes walk through the fear, walk beyond it. So we pray that we recognize the courage and the gifts that God wants us to share, but also a certain kind of willfulness that we can find a healthy balance between sometimes fear that comes upon us, but also the life-giving goodness of God through faith, as well as trust in God's incredible care for us. Another way to look at the fear is to maybe know, one author compared it to sometimes the gift and the strength of God's love. So kind of an examination sometimes for us. To ask yourself, the author says, if you feel closed, constricted, maybe resentful, doubtful, or bitter, controlling, blaming, anxious, tense, stressed, resistant or limited, unforgiving and negative, that sometimes you are then aligning yourself with fear. But the good news is that there's the strength of God's love. And so this author says, do you feel safe, expansive, open, connected, peaceful, joyful, grateful, trusting, generous, accepting, gentleness, calm, forgiving, and positive, then you're aligning yourself with love. And really, Jesus, as God's Son, always wants us to be aligned with that love. The good news is that fear and love cannot coexist in the same moment, but we have a choice. And sometimes God invites us, as Jesus does, that with the gift of faith, we can lean into love, because whoever remains in love remains in God and God in him. And even St. John accented that many times in his readings and in his writings. And thus Jesus invites us, even as we pray and worship this day, to lean into love and to be aware that when we are sometimes confronted by fear, that we allow God's strength and our faith to be the anchor and help us move beyond it into life, into goodness, into peace, into joy.